Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Schoomaker, and this week we'll be focusing on the Midah of Hakpada. Hakpada is internalized anger, resentment, grudges, anything that we kind of push inside while we smile and pretend that everything's okay. Hakpada is a very unspoken about midah, and Rav Yisrael Salanter used to say about this midah that he finds it to be one of the worst midot, and we have to treat it like chametz on Pesach, bal yira'eh u'bal yimatzeh, that we don't want to find one speck of hakpada in our hearts. And the question might be, what's so bad about hakpada? I didn't lose it. I didn't yell. I didn't scream. I actually smiled and spoke calmly, but in my heart, I had resentment and anger towards somebody. So Rachel Salanter says that any midah that causes you to think and be proud of your behavior when really there's something bad going on is a dangerous midah. Let's compare hakpada to anger because it's really from the anger family, but it's about internalized anger. Anger, when it's externally expressed, is often what we call an egodystonic behavior, like, ugh, that wasn't me. I don't know why I lost it. I have to try harder. I'm embarrassed. But when people kind of internalize their anger and they can look at themselves and say, look at me, I was calm, cool, and collected. I'm proud of myself. And the bottom line is, why are we not proud of Hakpada? Because Hakpada has a certain duality to it, Echad ba'peh v'echad ba'lev, where the person's saying everything's fine, but inside it's really not fine. The person's smiling, but inside they're not smiling. So there is a dissonance there. There is a behavior which really is problematic on another level as well. It tends to cause a buildup. Revolban the Sefer Ali Shor says that Hakpada is a buildup. It's like a building where every time that person does something, it kind of builds on the last time and it doesn't really get resolved. When you think about it, anger, and we are not advocating for anger at all, but anger has what's called, it doesn't allow the intent in impact discrepancy to grow. Meaning, if you said a comment and you could see on me visibly that I was upset by it, you'll apologize, you'll explain yourself. But if I just smile and pretend like everything's fine and we walk away, you have no idea that you offended me. And the intent that you had and the impact, there's a discrepancy. You didn't intend to hurt my feelings. The impact on me was that it did hurt my feelings. But that discrepancy is going to grow because there's no resolution because you have no idea that you did anything wrong. And that's really the second reason why Hakpada is a dangerous midah. But I would like to also say that there are two Isurei Doraita that Hakpada could lead to. One is the famous Lifnei Iver Lo Titein Michshol, which is that we don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. Now, the fact that the Torah commands not to put a stumbling block by a blind person, I mean, you'd have to be a sociopath to do that. And most of the Mefarshim take that to be figurative, that you don't mislead a person or lead them in a wrong direction. If somebody cares about me, they consider me a friend, maybe they're my spouse, maybe they're my mother-in-law, maybe they're my child, maybe they're my neighbor, my boss. And the assumption is that they're a good person who wants to be good to me, but they're doing a certain behavior that if they only knew it was bothering me, they would try not to do it. But I keep smiling and pretending like everything's fine. And I'm putting a stumbling block in front of them because they keep hurting my feelings. And I'm allowing that by pretending that everything's fine. But the real Isser that I'd like to talk about is the Isser in Vayikra Yutet, where we say, Lo tisna etzachicha bilvavecha. You're not allowed to hate your brother in your heart. And hakpada is resentment, but resentment could lead to hate. How could it lead to hate? And here I'd like to be Mechadish something woman. Hate in English is the four-letter word. literally and figuratively. And I don't hate anybody. But when you look at the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, which talks about sinah and says, what is sinah? How do we define it? How do we quantify it? The Torah's definition of hate is different than ours. The Torah says, Kol shelo diber imo shalosh yamim mitoch eva nikra sone. If you avoid somebody for 3 days out of animosity, that's called hatred. Three regular intervals, minimally 3 days, where I would have interacted. If it's 3 Fridays where I would have called you to say good Shabbos, or 3 times when I avoid going to a certain gym because you're going to be there. And it's coming from animosity, not from embarrassment, not from need to regroup and come back and be close to you again, but rather it's perpetuating a negative avoidance cycle. That is called sinah. And this is a good reason to work on Hakpada, to not to get to that Torah violation in Vayikra Yutes. Thank you for learning together. Looking forward to tomorrow.